Robinson Crusoe, Daniel Defoe. October 1, 1659. My name is Robinson Crusoe, and today I begin my journal. I have seen my share of adventures in my time. I traded down the west coast of Africa. I was captured by pirates, spent 2 years as a slave to a Turkish captain, then escaped and sailed to Brazil, where I set up a sugar plantation. I should have been content then, but I wasn't. And when the chance came to take part in a trading voyage to Africa, I agreed immediately. How wrong I was. Perhaps I should have listened to my father. When I was a boy, he warned me against going to sea. If you go, you will have time to regret it in later years, when none will be there to help you. And it seems his warning is coming true, for now I am alone and lost. But I mustn't despair. I have a pen, paper, and ink. I will try to write down the events of the coming days, so that I have some record of what has happened to me if I am rescued. And if I'm not, maybe someone will eventually find my diary and read about my life. We ran into trouble almost as soon as we set sail for Africa. A hurricane blew our ship down the Brazilian coast for 12 days, and every hour I expected her to capsize. I had never seen such a furious wind. To our relief, the wind gradually died away, but a few hours later, another storm blew up, and our ship took an even greater battering. Then, early yesterday morning, I was awoken by the voice of a lookout crying, "Land!" As we all ran to take a look, the deck lurched. Our ship had hit a sandbar and was stuck fast. Mountainous waves began to wash over her. At any moment she might break up. We were terrified. With the help of the mate, we managed to launch a boat, but we had no hope of surviving in those raging seas. When we tried to row for land, the sea tossed our little boat about like a toy. Then, to my horror, I saw a huge wave coming astern of us. A second later, it capsized the boat, throwing us into the lashing foam. Buried at first in 30 foot of water, I surfaced and tried to swim. I am young and strong and a good swimmer, but the waves which hurled me towards the land only dragged me away from it immediately afterwards. Suddenly I felt myself dashed against a jagged rock. I reached out and clung to it. The waves tried to drag me back out to sea, but I held on until the next wave lifted me off and threw me onto the beach of an island. I was hardly able to believe that I had reached dry land. To escape the crashing sea, I slowly dragged myself up the cliffs, but my relief turned to despair when I checked what I had in the way of personal possessions. All I could find was a pipe and a little tobacco in a box. I began to panic, for I was wet through, had no weapons to protect me against wild beasts, and nothing to eat or drink. I found a fresh water stream and drank my fill, but although I searched, there was no sign of any other survivors. At last, desperately lonely, I forced myself to look for somewhere safe to spend the night. After a long search, I climbed up among the branches of a spiky tree, hoping the thorns would keep off any wild beasts. I was so tired that I fell fast asleep. When I woke, it was broad daylight. The weather had cleared. The sun was streaming down and the sea was calm. Best of all, the ship had lifted off the sandbar and had been driven by the tide almost as far as the rock I had clung to yesterday. Again, I went down to the shore to look for survivors. I found 3 hats, 1 cap, and 2 odd shoes, but that was all. It seems I am alone. At least the ship was upright, so I decided to board her and see what I could find that would be useful. I was now starving. Food would be my first priority. A little after noon, with the sea still flat calm, I swam out and boarded her. Although battered, the ship hadn't broken up. If only we'd stayed on board, we'd all have been safe. The fatal mistake had been taking to the boat. Grief almost overwhelmed me when I realized this. But I had work to do. I discovered the ship's provisions were dry, although the holds were full of water. I filled my pockets with biscuit, which I ate as I checked the rest of the stores. I found rum, took a swig to give myself courage, and then, gathering together rope, spars, and a couple of topmasts, I made myself a raft. I loaded on board some sea chests, which I had emptied and refilled with bread, rice, Dutch cheeses, dried goat's flesh, com, liquor, and wine. I found some carpenter's tools, more valuable to me now than a shipload of gold. I also took pistols and muskets, powder and shot, along with a couple of rusty old swords, for I had no idea what wild beasts I might meet. I also realized I was eventually going to have to hunt for food, as the provisions I'd salvaged from the ship would not last very long. On the way back to the island, the tide was flowing so strongly that my raft ran aground and I almost lost my cargo. When at last the raft refloated, I found myself being carried into a creek by the swiftly flowing tide. Suddenly, I saw a little cove and managed to steer towards it, though I almost lost my precious cargo again. Finally, and with great difficulty, I landed. My next job was to take a look at the island itself. About a mile away, there was a steeply rising hill, and beyond that, a ridge of more hills. Taking one of my weapons with me, I struggled to the top, only to find I was looking down at an ocean which stretched as far as the eye could see. There were rocks some way out, and two small islands about 3 leagues to the west. But that was all. The island I am on is barren and seems uninhabited except by wild beasts. I shot a great bird. It turned out to be a hawk, but its flesh was unfit to eat. I believe the sound of the shot was the first ever heard on the island, for as soon as I fired, a confused screaming rose from all parts of the wood, and I realized the dense trees hid all kinds of birds and beasts, but no humans. I am alone on the island, with no idea of when rescue will come, if it ever does.